Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It's like Sesame Street for grown-ups. That's probably the most common way to describe Avenue Q, the Broadway and West End smash hit musical, which is coming to New Zealand shortly. The puppets might look cute enough, but with hit songs like Everybody's a Little Bit Racist, it's probably not something you want the kids singing along to. We're joined now by Luke Joslin and Josie Lane.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments.
Look, I want to start at the start, and the fact that you've just walked in here with a giant puppet, Trekkie.
That's right. That's right. Would you like to meet him?
Hello, Trekkie.
Oh, hello. Good afternoon.
Can you speak more into the mic?
Oh, yeah. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. How's that?
Now, what? First of all, what an amazing character! Why did you bring a puppet into the? Because I mean, obviously, this is an audio meme. We could have pretended that there's a puppet. Yeah. Here. You could have said, "I'm not bringing a puppet out."
Well,
because no one else is watching.
Yeah, I think it's just very. I mean, you know.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, that's my pleasure. I think if we, you know, I think for this type of thing, if you're going to, you know, we've done this the whole time. If Trekkie's to be interviewed, then I think it's important that. That he's here.
He does have a.
That he's not just voiced. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's a puppet. But I think, you know, if he's not voiced, then.
Because it feels strange if you just voice him and you don't have
him. Yeah, if he's not actually here, he needs to be.
It's like a lie.
He definitely has a presence, doesn't he? I mean, I can see him staring at me
right now.
He's
very engaging. He's just watching. He's just actually eyeing off your internet.
Now, you can borrow it for a while if you want.
Yeah, he's sort of. Anything sort of computer orientated, he tends to sort of.
Now this is. I'm telling by your voices. This is an Australian production of Avenue Q.
That's right.
Avenue Q has been going for a number of years. How many years when did it first start?
What on Broadway?
Six or
probably
something
six
on
six
Broadway. It made the top 25 long running shows.
That's right. Still
on
in London
Broadway.
Too.
And
yeah,
for fans
and
of musical theatre, it's no Jesus Christ Superstar, is it?
It's no fan of the opera. There's no sound
of
music.
Schadenfreude, huh? What's that, some kind of Nazi word?
Yup, it's German for happiness at the misfortune of others.
Happiness at the misfortune of others. That is German. Watching a vegetarian being told she just ate chicken.
It's, and that's, you know, look... That's raises a good point of whether, you know, it's for musical theatre lovers. It is. It is for musical theatre lovers. I want to say that. But it's also for maybe the people that wouldn't usually go to a musical.
Because whereas you've got, you know, say, the classic song Memories from Cats, Barbara Streisand out there wailing away, you've got The Internet is for Porn.
That's right.
One of the biggest songs of the,
that's
of the
right,
show.
That's right. All our songs are sort of, you know, whilst the story's progressing through the songs, they're also, the songs are there to sort of highlight this idea of not taking things too seriously. So, you know, in that respect, you know, they serve that purpose.
The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night honking me horn to porn. Porn, porn.
That's gross.
There is an underlying narrative. I mean, it does start somewhere, end somewhere. There are, you know, characters.
Yeah, it does start with Princeton, who is our sort of protagonist, and he is looking for his purpose in life and moves into the avenue. And then you meet everyone along the way, and they sort of affect his journey. And then in the end, he
don't
sort of,
yeah, don't
yes,
yeah.
He comes to his conclusion in the end with a lot of hilarity and a lot of heart.
He comes to the avenue. Yeah, as Josie said, this Princeton, who's the central character, comes to the avenue with not much money. In search of his purpose, but instead of Park Avenue, he ends up on Avenue Q, which is a very downbeat sort of.
You imagine
part
it starts
of town.
At Avenue A, so.
That's right. But on this avenue are all these really diverse, colourful, wonderful mix
puppets
of humans
and
puppets.
Yeah.
Now, it's originally an American production, isn't it? It seems to be based around a New York, a Manhattan type.
That's right.
Slash Brooklyn.
That's right.
Kind
Brooklyn,
of place,
upper Brooklyn, sort of, yeah.
And is that where Sesame Street was set?
Look, I think it was. Look, I'm not sure
Sesame
whether
Street was make believe, Hugh.
Well, that's true. I don't know whether it was specifically, whether that was quite a generic sort of thing, for, but I definitely that's in that area.
Right, that feel,
I would say.
It?
Yeah. Upper Brooklyn kind of feel.
I mean, the puppets are obviously, if not influenced, you know, directly from Sesame Street. And yep. I wonder, you know, because of the sorts of topics which the show covers, has there ever been a problem with the family, you know, in respect of...
What, a few earmuffs in the crowd?
Well, it isn't a family show. It isn't for kids, so...
No. Do you ever see kids in there?
I mean, sometimes, and it's a little bit like, oh, I'm sorry, but...
One of the actors actually brought his couple of kids along, actually. They were desperate to see, because they kept seeing Trekkie on the... Particularly Trekkie, they're fascinated. They kept seeing him on the TV, and they're like, we want to see Trekkie.
Trekkie is the main character?
Princeton
is the main character.
But Trekkie does a lot of the... He's his face on the brand. And so a lot of kids want to see Trekkie, or they want to speak to Trekkie whenever this particular actor, David James, whenever his daughter rings up, I want to speak to Trekkie on the phone. You know, oh, maybe it's not such a good idea. But they did come along to the show. They did come along to one performance. And whenever there was anything risque occurring, they would either earmuffs or they would either hand over the eyes. So yeah.
How risque does it get? I mean, what sort of, are we talking sort of, this is, you know, R18, R16, R13? You know,
Puppet Sexy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit of Team America going.
A little bit longer. Like, you know, when it's like that sort of thing, like similar to Family Guy, where it just is just in your face and it's there for so long and you're like, whoa, and then it gets
funny. It's quite confronting.
Yeah. Well, I can make you feel special if you let me feel you.
Far. We could call you a car.
We'll be fine, thank you, see ya.
Hope you don't get caught on ear.
Because one of your roles, Josie, is operating one of Trekkie's hands.
Yes.
Does that come into play much in a puppet sex scene about internet porn?
No.
However, Josie does operate one of the other characters, one of the other characters she operates, which is a bad idea bear.
Oh, yes. There's two of them. And if you can imagine, they're sort of cute and cuddly, and they're sort of like, hi. Oh, hey, Trekkie. They're really uppity and friendly and fun, but they sort of come along and like, why don't you go buy some beer? You know, that's sort of like evil, kind of cute, but...
Bad conscience kind of
just devil. There's no... Princeton isn't really winning here. He's just getting both the bad options, you know. They appear a couple of times in the show and try to get Princeton to steer in our opinion, the good way.
Is there any kind of security blanket to have these puppets as actors on stage? You know, either, I mean, you obviously brought the puppet along. You're probably more comfortable doing interviews having them.
I think canvassing the range of topics that we do, yes, definitely. I think we wouldn't be able to probably get away with it.
Those topics are racism,
homosexuality. Look, it does cover, you know, things like racial tolerance, social inclusion.
All aspects of Australian life.
That's right. So it's hitting home that sense of community, which is really, really important.
Is it dark? I mean, it's funny. Is it dark as well? I mean, do we ever see Trekkie with a tourniquet around his arm, you know, sort of shooting up?
No.
But it's funny, actually, because because there's a book that they made that just shows the whole process of what they were making, all the different ideas that they had. And they did have a couple of ideas like that, like someone that the previous owner of Princeton's apartment killed themselves in it or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's a little other little funny relationships that happen.
I don't know whether it's so much dark. I think there's certainly it's comedic and hilarious, but there are times when it's extremely moving and quite emotional and touching as well, which is really
good,
really
touching.
Refreshing.
Good,
and it's
good
that,
touching,
yeah.
Particularly for Trekkie.
Because you find that in the male and female lead, that kind of relationship. But then you also, which I really love about the show, that you have the character Rod, who is the closeted homosexual, and having a love like that isn't, you know, camp or anything, that's real. And seeing it with the puppet and him finding himself because he's been closeted for so long and everything, it's quite lovely. There's a lot of heart and he's searching. And
okay, but just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, because, hey, I'd like you anyway. Because, you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not.
It must
gay.
Be pretty bizarre. I mean, did you know, you're actors, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not singers as such or anything like that. Did you ever think you'd end up touring around the world with your hand up a big furry backside?
No, and to be honest, no. And I've actually grown to be quite protective of them.
Yeah. I wonder, do you get a policemen come to love their dogs?
You
do you have the
very,
same sort of
very, very, you know, you used to hear about these sort of puppeteers that were like, you know, sort of, you know, not, you know, sleep in the same bed as their puppets and, and sort of take them on road trips and things
Like that. Because are there rules? I mean, like, as with any franchise, you know, I remember when Halo came out and there was Master Chief in his costume, he wasn't allowed to do anything funny because you really want to see Master Chief doing the chicken dance.
Yeah, of course.
I presume you can't go out on the piss with Tricky.
Well, he's been known to. He's been to the odd uni bar.
Right.
In fact, we actually got interrogated by this security guard who was like, you can't be here. So, yeah, he's been known to get out on the drink. Mm.
Tricky and the Bad Idea Bears, yes. The other ones, not so much. Like, we can't do any, like, photos or anything with them that are incriminating.
No.
Or put them on Facebook.
Sort of Miley
Facebook
Cyrus kind of stuff.
Unless they're for our own purpose.
Look, thank you so much for coming in. You're here doing some advanced publicity. You're not actually here properly until the 13th of May. The show opens on the 14th and now has an extended season through to the 30th, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, we just got extended today. Just
enjoy your time out here when you do actually come here. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
That's all we've got time for on the show today. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast. That's at publicaddress.net/radio. Thank you to all our guests. I've been Damien Christie.
And I'm Hugh Hughes. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.